Well, let me ask you here, Coach. What do you have this year as far as the Lady Tigers and numbers and your excitement level in those things?
We have 17 out, a lot of underclassmen, just two seniors, five juniors, I think six sophomores, and four freshmen. So we've got a lot of youth. Some of those youth come with a lot of experience and some not as much. But we went out to the Milan Jamboree Friday and did a lot of things really well, saw some areas for improvement, but that's what the Jamboree is for. So I came out of the Jamboree really excited and hopeful that I think we might take a few games under our belt to kind of figure out what the best combination is going to be for us, but I think down the road we're going to be looking okay.
A 7 seed against Stanbury, is that at all? I know it's early in the season, so you know, Stanbury certainly a deserving a number 2 seed. Do you use that as all as motivation, feeling like maybe the girls got underseed a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I think the Albany tournament is always a tough tournament. There's always a lot of really good teams in there, and Stanbury is always one of them. But, you know, what's kind of exciting for us with the new conference and the divisions, we haven't actually seen Stanbury since we started the new conference. So it's kind of exciting to get to go play a team that we always used to play, but haven't seen them in a while.
As far as pitching goes, Coach, who gets the ball as your ace this year most of the time?
We have a freshman incoming, Lauren Crone. She's got tons and tons of talent. I'm really excited for what she's going to be able to do in our program in her 4 years here. She's got a great attitude and an even better work ethic, so we're really excited to have her.
Is she more of a hard thrower, or does she get it done with movement?
A little bit of both. You know, she's not a very big girl, but she can also put a little zip on the ball, but she can also locate it. And there was a couple different off-speed pitches, so she's kind of a good mix.
Well, her dad did color with me probably 15 years ago for Princeton football. The fact that Lauren's playing for you now makes me feel old.
Yeah, it's hard believing that she's a freshman.
Exactly. What are the goals that you have set, not for the season, but just early on, the first couple of weeks of the season? What do you want to see the girls accomplish?
You know, I want to see them go out and just play with confidence. I think that we have lost lots of players in key positions from last year, and so I think maybe that's weighing on some people's minds, wondering how we're going to fill those positions. So I'd like to just see them go out and play with confidence and know that we're going to be okay without some of the players that we lost from last year. It's going to be a lot of learning experience, but I just want them to go out and have a positive attitude, play with confidence, and be able to compete.
As far as hitting the ball, Coach, is that a work in progress right now, your lineup, or is that pretty well set at this point?
You know, I think it's still a work in progress. We've got some spots in the lineup that are kind of up in the air. I'm not sure who's going to fit best there, but the Jamboree on Friday was really good for us to see who's going to fit where. And unlike in the past 4 seasons that I've coached, we are blessed with some speed this year. So we're going to be able to move on the bases well and kind of move our lineup throughout to see where those players fit best and what the right combination is. So I think that there are probably several different combinations that we could find success in. So that's kind of exciting.
So and one of the things we talked about in the past is you would have here and there a one-run loss or a two-run loss, and a lot of it would be you're the one not making the plays and not being the aggressor. And if you do have speed this year, you can kind of flip that on people, and you can be the aggressor this year.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, it's not something that I have been blessed with as a coach in the past seasons. I've had like 1 or 2, you know, decent base runners with good speed, but now we're talking like 4 or 5. I mean, we've got some girls that are going to be threats on the bases, so that's a different thing for me as a coach to have. I got to figure out the best way to use those weapons. So that's something that we're looking forward to.
How does the conference race look to you this year, Coach?
Tough as always. You know, our side of the conference and the other side both have a lot of tough competition in them. We all know that Trenton still is returning that decorated senior class, so we know that they're going to be tough at the top. We saw Gallatin last Friday at the Jamboree, and they're returning several players, and we tied with them in the Jamboree. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. I know Putnam is always tough. We saw Milan last Friday, too. I think that there in the middle of the pack could be interesting to see how that shakes out.
I was going to say, I ran into Max Mothersbaugh last week over at the softball diamond in Trenton, and we talked a little bit about the Pauly girl from Milan. Is she as advertised as a freshman?
Yes, that girl is a beast, let me tell you. She can throw hard, and we kind of knew that going into it. I'd seen her pitch in some junior high games and just knew that she was really powerful and strong, and she throws the ball hard and knows some situations when to throw some off speed. But I was really proud of our girls that we were able to go and get some solid hits off of her in our first outing. Violin was the first one that we faced. So it was refreshing to see that we were able to go and jump on a pitcher like that.
I would assume, too, that one of the biggest things with your group is it sounds like they have some ability, but they just need to play up to their ability level, which is harder to do when they're young and don't have a ton of experience. So you really try to make sure that when they hit the field, their nerves are a little bit lower than they might normally be.
Absolutely. We've got a ton of ability and a lot of ability in our younger girls. So we can throw out any lineup out there and have freshmen, sophomores, junior, seniors in different positions. So we're spread out as far as age goes and experience level, but we just kind of work on, and hopefully the Jamboree, gets some of those nerves out. Lauren, that was her first varsity, her first high school action, and I think she was a little bit nervous, but she did an excellent job. She's such a smart player. She knows when to pitch where and what pitch to throw to certain hitters, so she's going to be an awesome asset to our program this year.
There are a lot more examples of girls that are freshmen and sophomores that if you have ability, you can really use that ability and move up quicker at, say, softball than basketball. Basketball seems to be kind of a different animal, so to speak, where it's more difficult to do that. But if you're 14, 15 years old and a freshman and you can pitch and you can field, you can get the job done at the varsity level.
Absolutely. Basketball, you have to learn an entire system, an offense system, a defensive system, and you gotta be able to work into that. So, yeah, definitely that's a different thing to learn as an underclassman. But if you've got the ability and the skills and talent, you can definitely step into a varsity position as a freshman, sophomore, absolutely.
How beneficial, and I know that getting to Milan and playing in a Jamboree is hugely beneficial for your group, but how beneficial has the couple weeks of practice here since the beginning of August been?
We've worked through a lot of adversity. We've just had some conversations as a team to kind of get us working in the right direction and up our work ethic, and I think that it's worked. And then I think everybody, myself included, was kind of felt excited and refreshed after the Jamboree, knowing, like I said, we were missing some key players from key positions from a year ago, but seeing the way that we were able to put people in those positions and still find some success at the Jamboree, I think made everybody kind of breathe a sigh of relief that we are going to be okay and we'll be able to figure out those gaps that we've got.
I don't have the bracket in front of me per se, Coach. I know it's laying around here somewhere. What time do you play Saturday?
10:15.
Okay, so you do play in the later game then?
Yes.
Gotcha. That'll be against Stanbury over at the Albany Tournament. Appreciate it, Coach. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tom.